Welcome to Local Matters. Today we're talking with Tiffany Anton, the Director of Engagement and Outreach at the Biz Foundry right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, no problem. So you have started some very interesting things over at the Biz Foundry. One of the big ones that I have had the pleasure of attending is called the Ladies Lunch and Learn Group.
Yes. So this Lunch and Learn Group kind of was a little bit just thought process in the summertime. I thought, I really am careful to not be man hater club. I did not want that, but I felt like women entrepreneurs needed a community to feel connected to. And so it was very, kind of bluegrass kind of, the way we started. I just reached out to five of my favorite entrepreneurs around town at different levels of their business. And I said, hey, I want to start this thing, this lunch, just a 1 hour lunch. And so then the first one, we have all invited 3 to 4 people, and it's just kind of gone from there. We really haven't done a ton to promote it, and we usually have about 40 to 50 people that attend each month.
That's a pretty impressive outcome. Wow.
It's been amazing, the love for this group that we found.
That's awesome. So looking at what the group is about, what kinds of people do you have come and speak?
Our speakers are usually entrepreneurs. So we have a couple different formats that we run the luncheon. We've had an expert panel. We've had a guest speaker. We've had many roundtable discussions. And one was just a plain networking general event. These women, they end up staying at least a half an hour most of the time just to network and really connect to each other. So we had the December one was called Mix and Mingle with a Little Jingle. And so we gave away jingle bells, and people, again, the women just love to be able to connect with each other. So the speakers have been anywhere from people running their own business to, we had a life coach that spoke on mental health in November. And as I was sitting there, I just had anxiety, like, is this what these entrepreneurs, these females need? And they loved it. It was great feedback. So mental health is a tough topic, and but it's needed. It's something that needed to be talked about. So
oh, absolutely. Especially when you're trying to run your own business, and also if you have kids at home and then four-legged fur babies, and like, things get out of hand.
We try and do it all. We think we don't need help sometimes. We, as women, we take stuff so personally. And this has just been a really great opportunity for women to connect together and feel like they're not so alone, and feel, okay, I'm normal because other people have these same thoughts and feelings that I have. They feel defeated. They feel like they can't do anything right, or they feel the ways I've been feeling. Even between an artist or a baker or, you know, an accountant, all these people, even though your craft is different, they still are business owners.
Yeah, you still have the same struggles.
Correct.
So what kind of topic do you have coming up for the next Ladies Lunch and Learn?
So the next Ladies Lunch and Learn is February 14th, and it's going to be finances. So what do people love? Finances? I don't know. Maybe I poorly planned it. but it's kind of a Galentine's theme for the lunch. So we're going to do waffles and chicken. Chicken and waffles is going to be the lunch. So the lunch is free. It's provided each month. And I really try and stick to that 1 hour time frame so that people can feel like they're not going to miss anything. They can just take their 1 hour lunch.
That's pretty awesome. All right. Well, again, for those of you just joining us, we're speaking today with Tiffany Anton, Director of Engagement and Outreach at the Biz Foundry, also one of the prime founders of the Ladies Lunch and Learn Group. As far as the feedback that you've gotten about this group, what are people saying?
They're saying they love it. And I've had, like I said, I had a mental health guest speaker. I had a totally networking event where people who, you know, these are not necessarily people who really want to socialize a lot, and they've had to, they kind of had to put themselves out there. Or we had a couple of guest speakers on how to organize your business. And every single month, I think, ooh, is this something that people are going to like or not like? What if everybody hates this and no one wants to come back again? And every single month, they're like, I love this. This is so refreshing. This is such a good experience for me. And so I've actually, we have a Facebook group as well. And I've asked, do you want to do other things? And people want to do a breakfast coffee or a social events at nighttime. People want more of this. And so it's interesting that you thought 3 years ago, where was this? And I have no magic ingredients. I have no magic sprinkles. I've done nothing magical here. I just had the drive to provide this for this community. So.
And you're doing a really great job with it.
Thank you.
So how, you know, in your opinion, as far as the importance of groups like this, you know, I know that it's important from my perspective because yes. It's something that I've gotten a lot out of. But how important do you feel it is for the women who come?
It is. I think it's very, very important to, A, take an hour a month to invest in yourself and not just business. So to do something, I do want make sure that I try and sprinkle in speakers that aren't just, okay, here's how to run the finances of your business or here's how to organize yourself. I want to have some the warm and fuzzies guest speakers too. I think that's very important that we as women forget sometimes to take care of ourselves. And so I try and provide that opportunity through this group.
And that's a really beautiful thing. Again, today we're talking with Tiffany Anton, Director of Engagement and Outreach at the Biz Foundry here in Cookeville, Tennessee, also the founder of the Ladies Lunch and Learn Group. So what is your business background? Where do you come from?
Oh, I didn't want you to ask me this question.
Come on now. Come
so
on now,
my background, I have a degree in mathematics. I went to an engineering school in Michigan and I taught high school for 5 years. So I was not in business whatsoever. And as a stay-at-home mom, I just started doing some social media stuff. And so I kind of was working as a contracted employee for some places, just doing some social media postings. And so I kind of got some marketing background with that. And then I started working about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now, at the Biz Foundry. That's flown by. And the first project that my boss said that he wanted me to work on was a magazine. And here I am, a high school math teacher with a turned stay-at-home mom with no knowledge in that realm of anything. And I thought, oh my gosh, how is this going to work? But I'm smart enough and I have enough desire and drive to put the right people in my in my path and in my circle. And so a friend of mine said she was a writer. And so I think she really literally thought she would be kind of like editing the magazine. She ended up being the chief editor and writing almost every article in it, doing the whole layout. And so I think part of business is not necessarily knowing all the answers or having all the answers, but it's knowing the right people to put in your circle. And so I have some street smarts that I can put the right people in my circle.
Well, yeah, and that's very, very true. A lot of it is knowing what you don't know.
Yes.
Because if you know what you don't know, you can find someone who's good at it.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And I'm definitely
key talent.
I'm definitely one to say, no, I don't know that. But for probably the first 6 months or so, I just felt like, oh my gosh, I've never been an entrepreneur, really. So I don't know the start to finish of starting a business and growing it and all that. But I kind of felt like, oh, I'm an imposter, but I've loved it. And I have the desire and passion to see other people. That's why I really feel like it's not so much different than teaching. I have a desire and passion to help people. And I think this puts me in a position where I can help all these women entrepreneurs grow their business, connect to people that they could be useful to each other. And so this has really been a very great experience for me to be able to be in this position.
Well, and in order to be able to teach, you have to have experience teaching.
Yes.
And really what you're doing is you're kind of being the guiding light.
Yeah.
You know, you don't necessarily have to do a thing to be able to guide people in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, I've seen plenty of people go to that group and just walk out of there amazed and just fed and nourished, not just because you gave them food.
Right.
But fed and nourished because they really got what they needed. They needed that camaraderie. They needed that guidance.
Well, and it's not that I have all the answers and I have all the knowledge to fill. I'm not the Tiffany Anton is not the whole entire learn part of it. But I know a lot of people and I can connect a lot of people. And so that's what's been really special is to be able to put the right people together that need to be know each other.
And you're doing a beautiful job at it. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick. And when we come back with Local Matters, we're going to talk more about the Ladies Lunch and Learn and the Biz Foundry.
Thank you.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson in Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We're here talking with Tiffany Anton today, the Director of Engagement and Outreach at the Biz Foundry, and also one of the founding members of the Ladies Lunch and Learn Group. Tiffany, so we talked a little bit about what your background was. Based on where you came from, did you ever think this was where you would end up?
Not even a little. No, I went to an engineering school. So I really, for a small second, I thought I was going to be an engineer. I was a math and science nerd in high school. And so I was on a robotics team. And when I taught high school, I was the robotics coach. And I lived in New Mexico for a couple of years. And I started a robotics team there. So I really thought it would be something in the math and science realm, if anything. And I started working with the Cookeville Children's Museum and doing kind of some marketing with them. And I just self-taught what worked, what didn't work. And, but I'm such a passionate person. I have so much passion, which kind of gets me in trouble. I have a little bit of the fiery redhead in me. And so, my passion can get in my way sometimes, but, I have said this to people that I probably could be passionate about being a garbage collector if that's what I wanted to do, because I just have a passion for all the things that I do. And I, you know, whether it's teaching or being able to help entrepreneurs or sitting here on a radio, a radio station, I think it's the most exciting thing ever. So.
Well, it's a very interesting journey from where you came from to where you are now.
For sure.
Oh yeah. Now the road that gets you there, it's usually never what you expect.
It is not, but you got to trust the journey and know that it's always, you're going in the direction you should be going and it's all going to work out in the end.
So what would you like to see happen with this group moving forward and also at the Biz Foundry? Like, where do you want it to go?
Oh, my gosh. The Biz Foundry in general, I want that to like blow up. We're looking at opening a location in Sparta. And so I want to take all the things that we're doing in Cookeville. So meetups and workshops and just community building events. And I want to have all those in Sparta. I want to have all those in McMinnville. We've talked about Jamestown too, eventually have all those so that we can help those other areas grow to be as amazing as Cookeville is. So I really want to help with that, with the Biz Foundry. I think we're doing a great job. A year and a half, 2 years ago, I told people I worked at the Biz Foundry and they'd say, what is that place? I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is. I mean, we still have people that just walk in our front door and say, well, we were just walking by. We had no idea what this place was. So there's a lot of resources for businesses and just people in general there. So I want people to know what we're doing. But the Ladies Lunch and Learn, I mean, part of, so the five women that I had to, we call ourselves the assets. So to know that these assets are here in town, they have desires to see a women's conference here in town and really kind of blow this thing up. That seems so overwhelming to me and just like the heavy on my soul. But for now, I think I just want to make sure we are doing a good job consistently having people come back, eventually expand out and to do some social events with people. But just... and maybe even have break-off groups that somebody wants to start a book club or somebody wants to start, you know, a breakfast event. Have this group really feel like they can start breakout events as well.
Those all sound like pretty amazing ideas. So again, today we're speaking with Tiffany Anton, Director of Engagement and Outreach at the Biz Foundry here in Cookeville. So going back to the topic of the ladies' lunch and learn, what kind of changes in self-esteem and empowerment have you seen coming from the women in this group who've been attending?
I think, like I said, I was really sensitive to not be a man-hater group. I did not want that. And I struggle sometimes personally with women empowerment versus man-hater. But I do strongly believe you can have one without the other. And so just because we're a group of women and there's not a man's lunch and brunch or something, whatever they want to have, that's okay. I'm not taking anything away from a men's group. But I do think that it's very, this empowerment. I've seen some of the local business owners that just, they really truly felt like they were on such an island. The one lady said to me, I can't even talk to my husband about this because he just doesn't understand what I'm going through. And so I think it really feels good to her soul and just refreshing and recharging. So many people have said, I look forward to this every month. I look forward to the way I feel afterwards. I just feel lighter and more refreshed.
So let's go back to the Biz Foundry a little bit more. What exactly does the Biz Foundry do and what kind of resources do they have for local entrepreneurs, whether they be part of the Ladies Lunch and Learn or just, you know, someone trying to start up their own thing?
So we have a lot of things going around. We have a lot of balls in the air, I think. So we have a co-working space as well as the Entrepreneur Center. So the co-working space is basically we have memberships and they range from $39 a month to for small businesses. So that doesn't really include working from the space, but it includes copies or use of our space. So we have two conference rooms and an event center. And use of us promoting on social media, that aspect of things. And then we have the co-working space membership where you're going to come and you're going to work. So sometimes those are remote workers, but sometimes those are just small businesses that don't have a use for a brick and mortar yet. And we also have 5 private offices in our space as well. So, that's one aspect of what we do, but then we also do workshops and meetups and try and really in general promote a community. So we have the Ladies Lunch and Learn. We have an All Things Web meetup that we do. We have a happy hour that we do once a month. So those are just all free community building events that we do, networking kind of things. And then we have workshops. So one goal that I had was really to provide resources to entrepreneurs in better ways than we've done before. So each month I have at least 2 workshops that we do, whether it's we have a video marketing workshop coming up. We just finished up an Etsy workshop. So we have those workshops. And then we have our premium workshops that are really for business people who are starting their business or want to really grow their business. So test it before you invest it and start up your startup are premium workshops. So we have a lot of stuff going on. We also do part of our memberships are consultations with experts. So we'll have an accountant, legal, marketing people come in and you can have a consultation with them as free as part of your membership. So meeting with a lawyer for a half an hour, you know, in terms of consulting about your business, that's a huge value that you, you know, you're like, okay, I have a little question, but I don't want to pay $150 for a lawyer. But it's free as part of your membership. So we offer some mentoring as well. So people can find experts that are in what they're doing. And then they can develop a mentorship relationship with them as well. So there's a lot of things for businesses at the Biz Foundry.
Well, and that's really impressive. And it's all good to know for small business owners that are in this area.
Honestly, if you are a business owner or you have an idea, You just should walk into the Biz Foundry and say, tell me about yourselves. We had somebody come in last Friday that they, one was an investor, but one owns buildings. And they said, we have some spaces down in Sparta. We'd like you to consider starting a second Biz Foundry location down there. Just because they walked in the door and they had a conversation with us. So there's just so often that you don't realize what resources you have available that could help the Biz Foundry, or what we have that could help you or your business. So there's a lot that just, and that's why I think that happy hour event is such a crucial event for us, is because it gives you the time to just have a beer and have a conversation about what you got going on. Cause you don't know what connections you need or what you, what could help you until you just kind of have a conversation with somebody.
That is so true. Well, again, today we're talking with Tiffany Anton, Director of Engagement and Outreach here at the Biz Foundry in Cookeville, Tennessee. And going back to the Biz Foundry and their involvement in the community, I know there's been several things that the Biz Foundry has done with local schools and also with the college over at Tech. Talk to me about that, because that's some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, so we also... there's so many balls I forget sometimes. We run a youth program called My Big Idea. So we go to the schools and we kind of do a one-day training on thinking outside the box. How do you think about problems in your community? What are some solutions? And we try and get these kids to develop a business idea. And then we have a Shark Tank-like competition in November. And the kid this year, he was a seventh grader. He walked away with $1,000. $1,000 of seed money for his business to start if he wanted to. And so that's pretty impressive. We saw over 400 students this last fall cycle, and we do that every year. And then we do a similar thing on the college level with Tennessee Tech. And so we help out with their Eagle Works competition. And so, again, that's students that are developing a business idea. And these ladies that won last year, and that was a group of two women, they had an idea for a glove that could strengthen your hand for arthritis kind of strengthening. And so we helped them file their business license, and really did, once they won the competition, we took them to a competition in Nashville. So they got some more seed money there, and we've helped them with some of their marketing and how they're going to actually start this business. So it's pretty amazing to see what we can, you know, we can help people from elementary, middle school, all the way up through, you know, an 80-year-old guy that has a business idea. So it's pretty amazing all the things that we do there.
That is impressive. So as going back to Ladies Lunch and Learn, Sorry, we're switching gears so much, but what is your passion behind keeping that group going? Because I know one of the things that always happens when you get a group going, it's like, oh, it's great, it's wonderful. And then you lose your drive.
Yeah.
What is your drive?
My drive, I think it's that teacher component of me, is that I am getting to pour into other women and really give them something that they look forward to every month, that's filling their, we say, fill your bucket. So that's a kid's book that we read in our house. But, you know, I'm able to fill their buckets. And so, or provide opportunities for their buckets to be filled.
Right.
It's not always me, but it's, you know, somebody else, right, other connections. And I'm really hoping that, like I said, this kind of takes off and people can do social things from this, and not just, I think, sometimes we think everything is so business focused, but to have other entrepreneur business people in your social circle, those people probably are more relatable to you at that point in your life, what you're going through, than just the friends that you meet, you know, in your mom's group. You know, I think sometimes we think we're friends with people because of convenience. But if we're thoughtful on the friendships that we put in our life, we're so busy. We have a lot on our plates always. And so you have to really be respectful of your time and think, what's the best use of my time? Is it hanging out with my kid's friend's mom because that's just convenient? Or is it this other business owner who, when we get together, we can kind of put down our walls about our business and really feel like, okay, I'm not alone. So,
right. And those are all really, really good points to make. So as we're wrapping up here, let's get some contact info. How do people get a hold of you, the Biz Foundry? Where do you find the Ladies Lunch and Learn? All that stuff.
All right. So all this stuff. So I am Tiffany. Tiffany at thebizfoundry.org is my email address. So we have a website, thebizfoundry.org. And so all the stuff is on there. One other thing, I'm going to throw it in there. We're doing a Made Here market for our vendors, our makers of the Upper Cumberland. I know we're running out of time, but I totally wanted to throw that in there too. So that's on our website as well. We're going to have a street festival, close down the street, our big parking lot. So that all that's in on our website. We have social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the stuff.
You guys are on all the things.
All the things. So.
All right. In case you got someone out there who's old fashioned, throw me out a phone number.
931-210-5105. So that's the main Biz Foundry number. But Cherry's our admin over in Crossville, and she will get you in touch with me if that's you know where you need to go. So.
All right. That is beautiful. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for having me. This was great.
All right. And thank you, everyone, for joining.